Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He's going to do already, but you don't. So when God moves on something, we say, hey, prayer changes that. Well, actually, prayer actually just changed you because you finally start believing it. Because he told you when you believe it, it'll happen. He was waiting on you to believe that. I want you to think about that. I've been telling you that over and over, but I want you to get it. God is unchangeable. Prayer changes us, not him. Get your perspective right. And we've read four scripture here that told you he'll give you the desire of your heart whenever you pray and ask. Now, I'm closing here. I'm going long. I wasn't going to go this long. But there's three points I want you to get from here, and we'll wrap it up. We need to be we need to be committed to prayer. Jesus says we ought to always pray. That means we're committed to it. We're always going to call up on it. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Why? I mean, we need that. That little girl in that car today, I'm telling you, she prayed without ceasing. I was trying to talk to her. The only thing I could get out of her, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. She was praying without ceasing. Be committed to prayer. Don't just use it as a band-aid. Be committed to it. And then the next thing here is that you need to be consistent in prayer. Don't just pray one time, two times, three times and say, all right, I'm done. The Lord didn't move. Your timing is not his time. I'm telling you, thank God he doesn't give us our requests when we want it. But he gives it to us when we need them most. Think about it. We need to be consistent in our prayers. Not just a one-time or two-time thing. This widow continually went. I could imagine that judge when he see her coming. I'm telling you, this woman wooed him down. Now, my wife's like that too, boy. She'll wear you down. I hate to say she'll just nag you. I'll get to the point. Just do it. I'll just do it. I'm like that judge. I'll just do it. But be consistent in your prayer. And here's the last thing. Goodness gracious Allah. Be confident by your prayer. I want you to look at this verse here. The last thing says, verse 8. It says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh. Are you happy that the Son of Man is coming? I know we pray about America so much, but I'm telling you, I look forward to the day when he says, come up hither. We know that in the Bible tells us in the last days, there's going to be perilous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves. I'm here to tell you, church, it's going to get worse. The reason we need prayer to stay focused, it's going to get worse. It's coming. I was telling you some stories where, like I go boxing, and they're playing all types of foul music. But they won't play Christian music. They're offended by Christian music. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why are they offended by Christian music? Because it's worldly. Christ will offend folks. There's no doubt about it. Because whenever we're in sin, he wants you to come out of sin. And therefore, you're going to be against it. So, what we need to do is we need to be comforted that he is coming back. So we need to be committed to prayer. We need to be consistent in prayer. And we need to be...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.